Trucking Myths vs. Reality. On this episode of Driven Too Far, we're out to bust some common myths in the trucking industry. Hello, I'm Andrew Winkler with Chief Carriers, and this is Driven Too Far, the truth about trucking, a podcast that helps over-the-road truck drivers balance career and family. Today, we're talking about the myths in trucking versus reality. And there's so many stigmas out there about the transportation industry. So many of them are, they're old. It's just... today's trucking is so much different than it was back in maybe the 70s or something. We think back and we watch some of the old movies and the old TV shows of what they thought trucking was, were speeding cars and doing drugs and drinking beer and doing all kinds of crazy illegal stuff. Trucking is not like that at all today. So I thought we'd kick it off and we'd talk about one of the biggest myths out there, and that is trucking is just for men. That couldn't be farther from the truth. Every year we see more and more women get involved in transportation, and it's fantastic. I think as a statistic right now that there's probably 7 to 8% of the professional drivers out there are women. We like to see that grow every year. There's many organizations out there pushing that, trying to get more women into our industries. There's a lot of females involved in the back end, the office backside of stuff, and dispatch and safety and admin and stuff. But man, we love the professional ladies out there that can handle these big rigs. And I'll be honest with you, we have several in our fleet, and we always have, but these ladies, sometimes they run circles around the guys. And I know the guys don't want to hear that kind of stuff, but they just do. It's like they're driven, to prove something that they can exist. They're called a man's world. But they just do a fantastic job because they're really focused on the job itself and doing it right and the safety procedures and protocols. They're not out there trying to hot dog it or impress anybody like sometimes we do as guys. The myth that trucking is not a place for women couldn't be farther from the truth. In fact, we encourage it all the time, and we definitely want to see more ladies come into our industry because they really do a fantastic job. One of the things I've heard for years, or I think is an assumption out there, is truckers are uneducated. You know what? There is some of that. And trucking's one of those unique things that maybe somebody didn't, they barely made it out of the eighth grade. But as long as you can read and write and speak the English language, trucking might be a home for you. But on the flip side of that, for years, I've seen a lot of highly educated people come into trucking. I'm talking attorneys, people with advanced degrees. Maybe it's a second career for them at some point where they've started off into the business world or professional world, and they just decided it was too much pressure. Maybe they retired and trucking was something they always wanted to do, kind of that childhood dream type stuff. So they thought they'd check it out. But the reality is, they're not uneducated by any means. And if you're talking formal education, the other side of that you got to think about is, the skills and the smarts they gain by being on the job for how many years. These professional men and women are incredible. The amount of knowledge they gain over the years over the road and talking to other drivers and just by being out there and doing the jobs, thinking about everything they see all the time. So they're constantly gaining knowledge. So that whole idea that truckers just aren't very smart or don't have education behind them, it's not true at all. Couldn't be further from the truth. This is one of my favorites. It's commercial trucks cause most accidents, right? So I don't know why people think that, but it's when you look at the statistics put out by the federal government, it really couldn't be farther from the truth. In fact, it's the four-wheelers, it's the cars, the pickups, people like that are non-professional drivers that end up costing the majority of the accidents out there. If we look at a stat from the year 2019, I think it says something about 12% of the fatalities out there were, there was a commercial motor vehicle involved, but that's just involved. It doesn't mean that truck was at fault. And that's the big thing we always have to push in our industry is that just because the truck got tangled up in a motor vehicle accident doesn't mean that driver, that truck was at fault. And in fact, most cases they're not. You got to remember these people are professionals out there and they put on 100,000 plus miles every year out there on these roads. They know what they're doing. They're professional on the road. It's typically the the casual motorists, the general public, that don't know how to interact with the trucks on the road and get tangled up sometimes. They don't understand how to merge properly onto the interstate, or they don't understand how to work and drive around a big truck. You know, who's got the right of way? Sometimes they get try to cut a truck off or something, and it ends up in a tragic way. These trucks weigh 80,000 pounds. Your car weighs 4,000 pounds. So it's just not going to have a good outcome if you do that. One of the things I used to do in our local hometown was go out and talk to the kids that are going through a driver's education in the summer. And it was, we had a short video we play with them and teach them how to work and live and drive around the big trucks and stuff like that. And then we encourage them to go home and talk to their parents about what they learned. Because it just, there's not a lot of good education out there. People just haven't been taught how to interact with the trucks on the road. So anything we can do in the community to push that message out is just going to help all of us and continue to reduce accidents. When you think about the typical truck driver, what kind of vision pops in your mind? You know, there's kind of a myth out there that just says, oh, truck drivers aren't professional people. And in that case, I got to credit somebody like Walmart. When I see a Walmart truck, when you drive past a Walmart truck on the interstate, if you look up into that cab, there's most likely going to be a driver sitting in there with maybe a white shirt or a uniform shirt, got an American flag on his shoulder. These people have put the professionalism back into trucking. So we see a lot of that out there. These men and women are well-dressed, they're clean, they're neat, they're tidy. The idea that they're not professional just because they didn't go to a school for 6 years or 8 years and have a doctor in front of their name, it's just not fair. These folks are out there professional day in and day out. They're interacting with the public. They interact with the shippers and the receivers, all the people at the fuel stops and stuff. And it's all about how you conduct yourself. But we focus on hiring people that are professionals. And if they're a renegade, if they're a cowboy, if they're somebody that doesn't conduct themselves in a professional manner or speak in a professional manner, if they don't have pride in working for the company and the industry they represent, they won't be a part of our team. That's not to say there isn't some still out there, but it's great to see the industry come together and honor and highlight and continually educate our professional drivers out there. I said something about some of the old 70s and 80s shows that we used to watch that had trucks involved in it. And for whatever reason, you know, I think you think about the American cowboy out there on the road kind of doing what they want, driving all the miles they want. And then unfortunately, sometimes drug and alcohol come to mind too. There's a stigma out there that, you know, the professional driver or truck drivers, maybe they have a drug or alcohol problem. And again, nothing could be further from the truth. The amount of tests, pre-employment tests a driver has to go through, random, they all belong to a random drug program. That's federal law. It's not optional. So we screen drivers before they come in, before we hire them, and then we continually randomly screen drivers throughout their tenure, their career with us. There's a zero tolerance policy out there. So if they've ever got drugs or alcohol in their system and they were about to get, you know, ready to operate a commercial motor vehicle, they're immediately taken out of service. And in our case, we have zero tolerance policy. They'll be fired immediately. What's good, what the government has done here over the last couple years is create this drug and alcohol clearinghouse. And that what that does is it helps prevent a driver that gets caught using a substance that they shouldn't and getting fired or quitting this job and then immediately going to the next carrier and getting hired. So the drug and alcohol clearinghouse is once you've tested, you've had a dirty or a positive test, that record goes into this clearinghouse. And then the next time that driver applies for a job, that carrier is going to go to the drug and alcohol clearinghouse to see if there's anything in there on that driver. So it's really helped eliminate a lot of the issues that were out on the road. One of the things we've seen since the clearinghouse has come into play is it obviously pushed a lot of people out, but it's also brought to the forefront this whole marijuana thing, because trucking is federally mandated and marijuana is still illegal federally, you can't have positive marijuana. You can't use marijuana if you're a professional truck driver. And it really pushed a lot of drivers out of the industry. Good or bad, I know everybody's got their opinion on marijuana and the use of it. There's certainly a lot of states in our country that have legalized it. And a lot of people that like or choose to use it, they don't understand why, you know, they can't operate a truck or it's not right and it's unfair. But until the government says that marijuana is a legal drug and they figure out a way to test for it, meaning right before a driver goes on duty to make sure they're not impaired, we're going to have those issues. But from our standpoint, it certainly pushed a lot of people out of the industry that we probably didn't want in the industry. When you think about that, you don't want those people behind the wheel of that 80,000-pound truck running up and down the interstate next to your family. You don't want to know that there's – you want to know that there's somebody in the cab of that truck that is safe and professional and they're focused on the road and doing their job in the safest means possible. And then finally, one of the myths out there is, you know, truckers just don't make that good of money when you think about it. Well, they do make some good money, and I'll tell you about that. Now, it can vary. It depends if you do a local job, a regional job, or a long-haul job. So everything pays different, and it's always been the more you're willing to be away from home, the more money you're probably going to make. So what do drivers make? What do professional drivers make? Oftentimes we see students come in from the local community colleges and they tour our business, and you know, a good part of them, they kind of want to stay local, right? I don't know if it's they're scared to get out on the road, or maybe they're in a relationship or they have a family already and they just feel like, man, I want to drive a truck, but I really need to stay local. That's cool. There's plenty of local jobs out there. Just understand you're not going to make that $100,000 a year type salary in most cases if you stay local. Is there gigs out there that do that? Yeah, probably. But you got to also remember, if they're paying that much, they probably don't come open that often, because that's kind of the unicorn out there. But, you know, we tell students you can probably expect to make $25 to $35 an hour type wage if you want to stay local. So what does that translate into to an annual salary? It's probably north of $50,000, $65,000, somewhere in that range. It's not that you can't make a good living. You certainly can. But if you want to start to get into that $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year range, then you're probably going to have to sacrifice a little bit more and be willing to be away from the house. And those are just the individual decisions you have to make as a professional driver. But the reality is there are company positions out there where drivers are making six figures. And those drivers don't have to be gone months at a time. A lot of times it's a maybe 2 weeks at a time, something like that. So the myth that they don't make good money is just not true. There's some really good money in transportation and trucking if you're willing to do that type of work. So that's kind of a wrap on the myths versus reality out there. Trucking's been around for a long, long time, and there's some certain stigmas that have stuck over the years. I hope we crushed a few of those to you with you today, and just let you know that trucking and transportation is a fantastic career for those that love this kind of work. You can make great money. There's a lot of safety procedures out there that are going to keep you safe and make sure you get home every week. We've got great positions for men and women out there. Plenty of opportunities for career advancement when you think about education and things like that. You can take you can make trucking a great career path. Whether you come in as a student and you drive local, you decide to go over the road, maybe at some point you become an independent contractor that makes even more money. So trucking is truly a fantastic career opportunity. You better check it out. Thanks for joining us in this episode of Driven Too Far. If you're looking for a carrier that's based in reality, check us out at chiefcarriers.com.